Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Let's take a trip to Puppy Bank. As in Prime Video's Slacker Cum Romp series going public Saturday at the New York Latino Film Festival. Creator director Faulos Correa joins me next from here in New York. Also ahead, is today D-Day for a new Writers Guild contract? Rupert Murdoch's Fox Time winds down, our new classic trivia question, and the big AI TV deal, and the even bigger AI TV deal, with final thoughts on Diversity Week 2023. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and presented more than 40 podcast sites, including the iHeartRadio Podcast Network and the Zencaster Creator Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Our first half hour is brought to you today by Liquid IV, fueling life's adventures and your well-being. 73 degrees atop the hour here in the Big Apple. We welcome you to a special Thursday afternoon edition of the program all about TV's current and future. We have a lot of interesting news to get to, a great guest coming your way as well, and we invite you to be part of the program. It's so simple. Pick up the phone and dial in 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or Tuner Radio. You also get into our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the phone, show is on the air, you can connect others, interact with them by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, Tune screen, follow the instructions, and other people will be live with you. Faulos Correa from Puppy Bank joins me here in the Big Apple after these news notes. At any moment, we may learn of a new multi-year agreement between the Writers Guild of America and the TV Motion Picture Producers Alliance, or AMPTP. Day two of a new bargaining round involving both organizations is in hour three, and again today, four media power players are working to get a deal finalized. Walt Disney Chief Executive Bob Iger, NBC Universal's Donna Langley, Netflix Co-Chief Executive Ted Sarandos, and David Zaslav, the CEO of Warner Bros. Discovery. The Writers Guild has been on strike since early May, with actors through SAG-AFTRA following suit 2 months ago. Meanwhile, Writers Guild members in Los Angeles have stepped up their picketing of ABC's Dancing with the Stars studio ahead of the new season debut next Tuesday night. The situation has encouraged Matt Walsh, we're talking about the Veep co-star, not the Daily Wire commentator, to suspend his participation as a contestant until the strike ends. One more ABC item, the network will vote October 15th, the Eyes of October, to a primetime celebration of Walt Disney's 100th anniversary. Pella Ripa will host, and highlights include a presentation of the animated hit Encanto. If the strike comes into an agreement, while we're on the air, we'll let you know. And if we find out about an agreement after we go off the air, we will invite people from the Writers Guild or AMPTP to come on this program tomorrow. The era of Fox under Chairman Rupert Murdoch is coming to an end. Murdoch announced this morning that he will depart the chairmanship at Fox in November, leaving Son Lachlan in charge of the venture encompassing Fox Broadcasting, Fox News Channel, and other cable networks, and multi-channel bundle Tubi. Murdoch will be available post-November as Chairman Emeritus. I look forward to seeing you wherever you work, whatever your responsibility, he concluded in a letter Fox employees made public. And I urge you to make the most of this opportunity to improve the world we live in. Now breaking news, another America's Got Talent offshoot series gets a green light by NBC for 2024. AGT Fantasy League will have each judge develop a roster of acts from a talent pool pre-selected by viewers. From there, the judges will serve as mentors for their chosen talent. And ultimately, one act will become the Fantasy League champion. Viewers can start making suggestions to participating acts after AGT's live season finale next Wednesday night on NBC. That's NBC. Now, quickies. Revolt Chief Executive Ottavio Samuels is challenging cable operators and multi-channel bundle ventures to devote 35% of their channel capacity to networks and services from minority-owned companies and entrepreneurs. Samuels issued his challenge last night during the Walter Cage Foundation's 40th annual dinner in New York. WWE's Friday Night SmackDown will move from Fox back to USA Network next fall. However, USA will give up its Monday Night Raw and Tuesday NXT shows to another service. More on that WWE series switch. When SmackDown comes back to USA, NBC will launch a series of primetime wrestling specials, 4 per season, featuring WWE and NXT talent. Long-awaited Netflix miniseries Griselda, starring Sofia Vergara as a notorious drug trafficker, premieres January 25th. The Santa Claus will begin a second season on Disney Plus November 8th. Tim Allen returns as co-star and executive producer. Nature will open season 42 on PBS October 18th. The opening topic, a platypus guardian. And Doom Patrol is ready to unfold its fourth and final round on Max October 12th. And that is News Notes for today. And now joining me here in New York, the creator and director of the Prime Video series Doggy Bank, which this Saturday afternoon will get a special screening at the New York Latino Film Festival, Thalos Correa. Thalos, welcome in.
Thank you so much, Simon. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the time and space. And must say, I love all the news that I'm hearing today. It's good to get informed. You're very good in summarizing, concise, all the juices of our industry. So I appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome. And I think a lot of people are on pins and needles to see whether this round two of the Writers Guild negotiations comes through in an agreement with the TV and motion picture producers. We will see. Once again, if there is a deal that is announced while we're on the air, we'll bring the news to you. If it's after our show, we will invite people from the Writers Guild and AMPTP to come on this program as early as tomorrow afternoon. Your series has a very interesting origin. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it was based on a classic book by Machado de Assis. He's a Brazilian author. I'm a Brazilian myself. I was born and raised in Brazil, moved to America more than 10 years ago. And that book got stuck with me because when you grow up in Brazil, you're obligated to read his book. It's like a Brazilian Shakespeare, if you will, or Mark Twain for American references. So since I was doing filmmaking here in America, going to school, film school. And that's the story that stuck to me, and I wanted to adapt. And especially when we went through COVID times and a lot of the things that we've been through here, I thought it was one of his books. Just feel that it was appropriate to adapt, and I created this adaptation for modern days in America. So it's the real cultural mashup and time clashes is a timeless story and that crossed the boundaries of culture and space. So I thought it was very important to tell. And that became Doggy Bank. And now we're screening on the New York Latino Film Festival, so we're really happy about it.
The series comes across as sort of semi-surreal because you have this guy who is trying to look for a way to make money. He's down his luck, and he finds this dog who apparently has a very rich owner, or at least very rich ties.
Yes, that's correct. The story is basically, to put it simply, it's a story about friendship. So is a friendship and how ambition can get in the way of the, you know, the simple feeling of a relationship of a friendship with somebody else. And we tell that through the lens of this odd rich man who is dying, leaving everything to his dog, and this Uber driver that has you know, nothing going on for him, seeing that as an opportunity to snatch the dog and take care of the dog as a means to an end. But then he creates this very unlikely friendship with this old man, and the series explores how that could be real, how friendship could be as strong as ambition and material gains.
Now, I understand that this series almost – I'm sorry, go ahead, Thalos.
No, that's it. I was just finalizing, like, that's something that is very universal, and a lot of people, could grapple with that situation.
And I understand that this series had some bumps in terms of trying to get on, and you got help from a project that we have covered on this program in the past from Warner Bros. Discovery called the 150 Project, but you also got help from a group in L.A. as well.
Oh yeah, New Filmmakers LA put up this ongoing project. They just they have it every year. They just put a new one called New Film New Narratives, which is sponsored by the Warner 150. So they both put up this program, and I apply, and luckily they identify with the project and help us with the grant to finalize the post production. We were a bit on the bind to finalize the series due to all of the post-production hurdles that we were facing. And thanks to this program and the support from New Filmmaker LA through the New Narratives program and Warner Bros. Discovery 150, also supported and backed us the project. So that really helped us finalize and deliver to the streaming service that we are.
Stony Bank is the subject of our first half hour here on Tomorrow We Televise this Thursday afternoon. It is a series you can find on Prime Video, available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices, and also multi-channel bundles in some areas. And you can see it here in New York on Saturday afternoon as part of a web and TV series showcase on the New York Latino Film Festival. That will be taking place at the Regal Union Square, right near that famous New York City Manhattan landmark. And we've got the creator and director of the series, Salos Correa, here with us. He is in New York this half hour right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Abbaum, also with you from the Big Apple, 73 degrees, almost quarter past the hour. Give us a call. Want to hear from you, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Tomorrow on Tomorrow Be Televised, we'll talk to the co-founder and chief executive officer of a very interesting plumbing service. Start out on the web. Now it's available on smart TV sets and smart devices called Caffeine. It's a mix of sports, entertainment, and gaming programming. Our guest will be Ben Keegren. He is the co-founder and CEO, and you will hear him first thing on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here, exclusively on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. How many episodes have you produced of Doggy Bank, and what kind of feedback have you gotten from Prime Video viewers?
We have 6 episodes on total. Doggy Bank, when we debuted on Prime Video, couple months ago, we find out that it was the first Brazilian comedy in English to debut on an American streaming service such as Prime. So that was like a very exciting news for us. And the responses is being overwhelmingly positive. People have a lot of fun with the show, and they understand what we're trying to do in terms of the message. But it's a show that primarily has a fun receiving approach to it. Like, you go and you have fun, you have a blast, and then when you come out of it, you have this insight about relationship, about friendship and material gains, and this battle that we have, and that's really fun. People have a lot of people are being able to grapple with what we're trying to do, and everybody has been loving it. And here in New York too, we're having a lot of positive feedback.
Two of the reasons why this series is catching on with people at Prime Video and the viewers is, one, the actor who plays the slacker, the sort of down his luck person who gets involved with this puppy, and the puppy itself. So how'd you find both?
Yeah, the actor who played the old man that owns the dog, right? He's actually one of my best friends. He's like an actor from Brazil. He just finished a series with Disney Plus back there that is being really hyped up. And we worked together. We did a series before called Poly People, P-O-L-Y. And then since then, we extend our partnership, and then we jumped with Doggy Bank, and then he is in his 30s, so he had a double role. He plays the 74-year-old man and also the best friend of Rubian, the main guy, and so we have like some filmmaking magic there to transform here into two people in the same series, which is very interesting to see, and it's fascinating how his ability to transform, not just in the acting, but also with the professional crew and makeup that we had. And I played his counterpart, the main role, Rubian. That's the slacker, the Uber driver that is trying to snatch the situation and try to become a babysitter of the dog. The character name is Ruben, and I happen to play that character. And it's just, again, it's something that me and Anthony Moore, we have a lot of chemistry on set. And when we are writing and producing it, it just felt natural that we would take on those roles. And it worked out really well.
Well, to take on that role, did you get inspired by an actual Uber driver? Did you get inspired by someone in your life who's a slacker? What did you fall on in terms of making the character come to life?
Yeah, sure. I actually, that character was it was taken from the classic From My Childhood to Justice that was written 100 years ago. So while I was when I was reading back recently, it was like a teacher, right? Like 100 years ago, that character was said to be like a teacher that doesn't teach anymore, that doesn't know a lot of things, and he was dubbed as someone that is not the most eloquent person to be a teacher. So in trying to translate what would that be here in our times, you know, what would be the easiest? It was like a work of trying to transcribe that character that it was in the context of 100 years ago in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, to someone nowadays in California. What would that look like? So in doing that, that's how I was coming up with the character and creating and. It was like the word of like transcribing and translating time and space. It was interesting, but it's basically like analyzing like nowadays, like how would that person be nowadays? It's a very fun exercise to do.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get along with the doggy?
The doggy is an interesting aspect because. The doggy belongs to Anthony Moore, which also, you know, plays the Borba, the old man. So that helps a lot because the doggy was actually a female doggy, and she got along really well with him. And in the series, is his doggy, so that helps to create that realistic relationship between the doggy and the character. And me. It was I knew him already, so I knew the dog for a while. So it was kind of like a family business, if you will. Like we kind of like knew each other already. I think that was really important for that to flow really naturally.
Coming up, we'll find out from our guests how this series got into a Saturday afternoon screening this coming weekend at the New York Latino Film Festival, and what's next for the series and his career as well. We are speaking with Carlos Correa. He is the creator, writer, director, and co-star of the new series on Amazon Prime Video, Puppy Bank. You can now find it on Prime Video, available on smart TV sets and smart devices, as you mentioned. This Saturday, starting at noon, it'll be part of a TV web series and pilot showcase at the New York Latino Film Festival taking place at the Regal Times Square, the Regal Union Square, that's off Union Square, famous landmark, 14th Street in Manhattan. Near Chelsea and Soho and all sorts of wonderful neighborhoods. And we'll tell you, by the way, how you can get tickets if you're in the area for that festival and that screening shortly before the bottom of the hour. Again, that's with us this half hour right here from Nueva York on Tomorrow Be Televised. Happy you are with us on this Thursday afternoon from wherever you are. Simon Avon with you live from the Big Apple, 73 degrees, top of the hour. Let's hear from you in our remaining minutes with Thalios, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room. Simon Apple 04 by name. We will not be with you next Monday because for the first time in 16-plus years of doing this program, Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement, which I deal with, falls the night before, and it runs from Sunday night to this coming Monday night. In the past, when we've had Yom Kippur happen, it usually comes the night after we do a show. For example, Friday afternoon, Friday night, Monday afternoon, Monday night, etc. This time, no go. So instead of being on next Monday, we'll be on next Tuesday and next Friday. And next Friday, among our guests, we'll have the former head of CNBC and NBC Cable, Tom Rogers, his new role in television, executive chairman of Uber Gaming and Entertainment, a video game provider that wants to make a big splash with smart TV sets and smart TV devices. You can play their games without the use of an Xbox or a PlayStation. Use it with your voice, a voice remote, or a joystick. Tom Rogers with us live, exclusive interview next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, here on Tomorrow Be Televised. So how did your series get the gig to be part of this year's Latino Film Festival?
Look, New York Latino Film Festival is a renowned festival for, you know, Latino filmmakers here in America. And I simply submit, and they have like a curation process that, you know, revise all of the submissions. And luckily, I got select. Like, it was a normal filmmaker's submission. And it came in at a great time for us because we just got dropped on Amazon, and yeah, it was a simple selection. And I've been here this week on the festival, and it's been a blast. And I want to give you like a surprise for you, Simon, for your listeners that are in New York and it wants to come to the festival on Saturday. Watch Doggy Bank. I'm gonna give 5 tickets for free. If they simply just add me on Instagram, send me a message saying that they heard it in your show and they want the ticket, and I'm going to – the 5 first people that do that is going to get a ticket and going to be able to come to the festival. Check in person. Is on a beautiful Regal Theater in Regal Union Square, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, thank you very much for making that available. And because we go immediately on podcast, over 40 different podcast sites, from Zencaster to iHeartRadio, we've got iTunes, we've got Apple Podcasts, we have Odyssey, Formy CBS Radio, Amazon Music, Audible, et cetera. I'm sure hopefully a lot of people may be able to take advantage of that opportunity. So thank you for making that available.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that'll be fun. It will be good to... You know, like we have like a big reach, so making that more dynamic. We're talking about the show, and if we have some of the listeners, you know, have the opportunity to come and see, that's going to be like a great experience for all of us, including myself. So thank you for the space.
You're welcome. The festival has been on now for several days. What have you gotten out of it? What kind of dialogue is happening there about Latino filmmakers getting into television, for example?
Yeah, it's like that ongoing talk about representation, right? It's good. A festival like this is important because we, as Latinos, we're like 20% of the American population, right? And the media representation only goes up to roughly like 4%. So there's a huge discrepancy of how the way we're represented and how we are like the space that is lacking. And I think we just want to see ourselves in the screen, you know, we just want options. And that's why it's important for festivals like this, so we can get her up and see how we can get there and see all the amazing art that we're all doing and how we can step forward, try to create that, like, that change and make our, you know, television and media reflect our reality as American, as Latino American, and what Latino identity really means. Because you know, media is really powerful to make us understanding who we are as a society, as a person, as an identity. So it's important for us to be able to match that, so we can understand better how, you know, how we all are in real life, and those stories are really important for, you know, milestone for us to get there. And that's the type of conversation we have here. We have like amazing films being screened. Last night I just watched Dumb Money. It was such a good example of how to use comedy to touch us and talk about something very relevant that happened recently. We had our opening night with Story Avenue with Luis Guzman. That was a beautiful film. So, yeah, we have like an amazing festival. It has a lot of varieties, a lot of incredible art being showcased here by this Latino filmmaker that are just doing, you know, bringing the Latino excellence to the max level.
True Stars, by the way, just joined our chat room. Thanks for coming aboard. You have a question or comment, put it in the room or make a call, 646-652-2906. You get a sense from your meeting with people there that they know that there's a lot of options and a lot of growing options for television, whether Spanish language, English language, bilingual. There are a lot of networks. There are more networks now that are being put together by Latinos, whether in Spanish, English, or Spanglish, or bilingual, or all three, that are available, whether on smart TV sets or smart devices, multi-channel bundles, and so on and so forth. Do people get a sense of the opportunities out there and maybe the possibilities because of things like coming up down the road, like interactive television or bigger multi-channel bundles or using artificial intelligence, as we're going to talk about in the next half hour, to create content?
Yeah, it's all perspective, right? Like we see, it seems like we have a lot of options, but if you put down the numbers, it's not really like it's like the percentage doesn't match the amount of Latinos we have in our population. So it may seem because some of channels start popping up here and there, some films start coming out like Blue Beetle, like in blockbusters, but really like the numbers, like we get some of those like a couple years and here that's all you get, and then it seems like we're big, but still we're growing for sure. Totally agree with that, but we're not at where we need to be yet. There's a lot of more room to grow. AI, right, to create. I mean, AI is a very controversial topic. I'm a futuristic guy, I must tell you. Like, I like anything that is, advanced. I think it's really hard for you to deny technology and try to be like, oh, no, we can't use that, we can't go there. But I also agree that there needs to be some sort of regulation and some sort of control so the technology doesn't get taken advantage by the big guys, and then we have like a large group of creators or artists that doesn't have the same access, that are left behind because the technology advanced so fast, right? So it's interesting, you know. It's a very, there's both sides to it. I believe we should embrace technology, but also we should have some sort of regulation that doesn't let our people to be left behind. You know, it needs to have some sort of, because we all create this nation together, right? So we need to balance everything out so we all can walk together, you know, and be good, not just like a few number that is already like way ahead and is using technology so they can all hire people. That's something that I don't think it should ever happen.
In the minute we have left, have you heard from Prime Video about going into a second season? And if you do get the second season, what would you like to do with it?
If we have second season, we would definitely, me and my co-writer, we have talked to tell the stories in a prequel, how everything happened prior to what you see in the series right now. So that's something that we would like to explore. So you would understand the motivations of the characters even more and get more of the dog, because there's a surprise in the end of the first season to what happens to the dog. And then the second season would explore that from a different angle. We're just finished Doggy Bank. I'm actually working on my second feature film right now. So we don't know yet, but after my second feature film, maybe we can explore some possibilities. But one thing at a time.
Well, if you haven't seen Doggy Bank yet, you can catch Doggy Bank right now on Prime Video, available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices, in some cases on multi-channel bundles. And here in New York, you can catch a screening of Doggy Bank, as part of a big web TV pilot showcase. It starts at noon on Saturday as part of the New York Latino Film Festival at the Regal Union Square Theater. It's on Broadway, right near Union Square. For more details about the series, you can go to primevideo.com online. That's primevideo.com online. And if you want more details about the New York Latin Film Festival, which, by the way, will also have a screening tomorrow night of the new NBC series, Found. The director of that series will be there. It has to be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Go to nylatinofilmfestival.com. It's nylatinofilmfestival.com. And once again, tell about the offer, Dallas, about what they can do if they hear the program and contact you about Doggy Bag.
Just hit me up on my social media network. It's either my personal or the Doggy Bank series. It's at Doggy Bank, DoggyBank series, Doggy Bank series on Instagram. Or if you want to reach out to me directly, is at TalesCR. This is my Instagram, TalesCR, TalesCR. Just send me a message telling me that you heard on your show, Simon, and they want a ticket to come see Doggy Bank on Saturday, 12 p.m. on Regal Union Square. And the first five people that do that, hurry up, and they're going to get a ticket for free. I just reach out back to them and you know, grab their information and separate the ticket for them.
Dallas Correa, creator, writer, director, co-star of Doggy Bank, thank you very much for taking time out of your time at the Lutheran Film Festival. Will be with us. Congratulations on being part of the festival. Look forward to seeing you and your series on Saturday afternoon. It's been a great pleasure having you on.
Thank you so much, Simon. My pleasure. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. All the very best. Take care. Enjoy the rest of the festival.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dallas Correa of Doggy Bank joining me here in New York. And once again, for more details about the series, PrimeVideo.com. More details about the festival, NYLatinoFilmFestival.com. More Tomorrow Be Televised coming up. First, some words from one of our great sponsors, Liquid IV. You know, here's a new wellness routine that's easy to take and neat, keeps you in hydrated shape. We're talking about Liquid IV. If you haven't heard, it's a great-tasting drink mix in stick form that when you add with water, delivers hydration to your body faster and more efficiently than water alone. What's more, you get five essential vitamins. That's B3, 5, 6, 12, and vitamin C. And you get three times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. There's 12 flavors to drink, all delicious and refreshing, like Concord Grape, passion fruit, and watermelon. Liquid IV is gluten, dairy, and soy-free. Just go to liquidiv.com to order, and you get 20% off using the promo code TELEVISED at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using the promo code TELEVISED at liquidiv.com. Liquid IV, fueling life's adventures. When we come back, our classic Christian question, brand-new question, prize and play, and also we'll devote the remainder of the next half hour to the big AI TV deal and the even bigger AI TV deal. Check it out, and we want to hear what you think, too. It's all coming up after we pause after the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are listening to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, script.com, and tune.com. Together, reaching over 90 million listeners around the world every month and growing. If you want to know how successful women go, catch Successful Women Radio this coming Monday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. That's Successful Women Radio, Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific. Excuse me, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Only on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, best BTR always comes your way at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half of Tomorrow Be Televised on this Thursday afternoon. And this half hour is brought to you by Wild, the reusable, refillable, natural deodorant that's kind to your body and the planet. Simon Applebaum back with you along for the ride. Great to have you aboard this Thursday afternoon. 73 degrees at the bottom of the hour. And we still want to hear from you. Give us a call, 646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming up, the big AI TV deal and the even bigger AI TV deal. We'll explain, plus some final thoughts about Diversity Week 2023, which wrapped up here in New York last night. But first, our new classic trivia question. And if you're first with the answer by email, you will win four great prizes. Two of them are musical CDs, the Lifetime Women in Rock CD, with such great artists as Annie Lennox and the Eurythmics, Linda Ronstadt, Laura Branigan, Bananarama, and more, and the Chicago Greatest Hits CD with super tunes like If You Leave Me Now, Feeling Stronger Every Day, 25 to 64, and more. Plus, we have the Uber card provided by AMC Networks and the great new best-selling book by Emmy-winning writer-producer of Northern Exposure, Jeff Melvoin, who was on this program earlier this month, Running the Show, Television from the Inside. And all that can be yours if you know the answer to this question. Complete the title of this 1990s Nickelodeon series, The Secret World, blank, blank, blank. Complete the title of this 1990s Nickelodeon series, The Secret World, blank, blank, blank. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember, when you get your email entry in, enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And if you're first with the correct answer, you will win. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum and Twitter at UBC or X at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum or X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. One more time, the question. Complete the title of this 1990s Nickelodeon series, The Secret World of Blank Blank. Remember, in order to win, get in today and all the very best. In a moment, the great AI, the big AI TV deal, and the even bigger AI TV deal. Wait till you hear what Amazon had to announce yesterday. It will blow your mind. And we want to hear from you as well. So stay tuned for that after we bring you this message from the fine folks at Wild. Now, are you out to make your personal well-being more natural and eco-friendly? Then give Wild a try. Wild deodorant is natural ingredients that freshen you anytime for any occasion. Wild comes in a variety of scent and color combinations, such as jasmine and mandarin blossom, or fresh cotton and sea salt. There's no harsh chemicals to fret about, and if you want a refill, that gets delivered right to your door, and it comes in a special aluminum case, so you can use that case anytime you want to do the refill, any hour. So go Wild today with a special discount of 25% off your first order when you use the promo code SIMONAPPLE04 at checkout. Go to wearewild.com and use that promo code SIMONAPPLE0 at checkout. Enjoy. And now, a comment we call the big AI or artificial intelligence TV deal and the even better artificial intelligence TV deal. Over the last week, I've attended quite a few panels here in New York about artificial intelligence and the role it's going to have in television. First, NYC Television Week, and then several panels at Diversity Week 2023, first from the WICT Network, and then later, NAMIC. And after catching those panels, and after catching some breaking news the last 2 weeks, two things are very clear. First, when it comes to the big AI TV deal, that deal is this. There's no question anymore that artificial intelligence is going to have a major influence on how television content is created and produced. And if you have any doubts about that, I suggest you check our episode that we did on Monday with Chris Knight, the head of Gusto or Gusto TV. In case you know what that service is, it is the worldwide available food network that we first told you about in this program with Chris 4 years ago. It is now running on smart TV sets and smart devices here in the United States. It comes from Canada, and it's available in more than 100 countries all over the world. And last week at NYC Television Week, he announced that his network is now producing television series about food that use artificial intelligence-generated animated characters, and that the audience likes those characters. And if that's not enough, his network is working on an interactive artificial intelligence generated representation of Mother Nature for an upcoming series. Gusto TV is certainly among the first networks on this continent or anywhere in the world that is using artificial intelligence in a big way. And there'll probably be many, many more to come. And there is no question that once parameters are set, and it looks like they will be, maybe as early as today, if the Writers Guild and the Alliance of Motion Picture and TV Producers make a deal, that we're going to see a lot more. Also, if you think that you, the TV viewer, can't generate content with artificial intelligence, well, listen to this. Yesterday, an Amazon press conference in Virginia, at their headquarters there, they announced that they are putting in updates of generative AI with Amazon Fire TV. And one of those updates, by the end of this year, will be up and running that will allow you, as an Amazon Fire TV user, to create your own art. The application is called AI Art, and you'll be able to create artwork that pops up on your television screen with your voice. It will allow you to easily, and I'm quoting from the press release that came out yesterday, it allowed customers to easily generate a personalized background by giving Alexa an imagination-driven prompt, like, Alexa, create an image of cherry blossoms in the snow. And you'll be able to watch and see that display, based on exactly what you dictate Alexa to do, pop up within seconds on your Fire TV screen. And that's not all. Next year, you'll also be able to display a personal photo using Amazon's photo app and transform that image into an art style on the screen that you want, like showcase in sepia, maybe accompany a watercolor painting. It really is amazing. And through a process known as the Ambient Experience, you'll also be able to turn your television set into an art gallery. Free, no monthly subscription. And starting now, you can actually add hundreds of new images to a collection of 2,000 gallery-quality pieces of artwork, all AI-generated, with the art coming from talent from all over the world and from many of the great museums in the world. So there's no question that when we see more and more AI being used, whether ChatGPT, generative AI formats, whatever, it is going to help writers and show creators and other people create very unique programming, very unique content, very unique advertising. Yesterday at an AI panel at the NAMA conference at the Mary Marquis in New York, I saw an ad from Coca-Cola called Masterpiece. I believe it runs on YouTube. Extraordinary. Most of it was generated by AI. And the animation quality was top-notch and all different styles. It was absolutely incredible. So that's the big AI TV deal. Now here's the even bigger AI TV deal. We are now at critical mass of smart TV sets and smart TV devices that incorporate artificial intelligence software that allows audio features like Alexa, like Siri, like Google Assistant to be deployed by you. So you can manipulate the television set, that smart TV product, with your voice or a voice remote. And it's come very clear that this may be the genie, the consumer-friendly genie, that will break out at long last, after decades of trial and error, the era of interactive television. The ability to interact with advertising, order products and services with your voice or a voice remote, call up more information about a product, play video games without the use of a console like PlayStation or Xbox, ultimately place betting on sports events, ultimately control your smart home devices, be able to trigger the washing machine, the refrigerator, freezer, your lights, however you play audio, the ability to control your video doorbell, your home security system, and much, much more. And have tele-education, telehealth, telefitness services. And that universe is starting to happen because we have critical mass. Samsung, LG has game hubs that allow you to play video games, even big ones like Fortnite or services like Twitch, on your television set using a joystick that you aim at the set. Again, without a console, without a special set-top box. And if you have Roku, you can now play Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy and other games with your voice. You can also now use ads called action ads to order products from Walmart, from national brands associated with Shopify, and very soon you'll be able to see a weekly series, a cooking competition, where the winning meal from the winning contestant, you will be able to order and get delivered on the spot and enjoy at home. And going back to that Amazon event yesterday, Here's what they had to say about the generative AI features using Alexa that you will be able to use either now or in the next few months before the end of this year with an Amazon Fire TV set or stick. Listen to this. With a quick tap of the Alexa button, or simply by asking Alexa, is it a voice or using a voice remote, customers can activate this ambient experience from the shortcuts menu and replace blank TV screens with helpful information and beautiful artwork. With the ambient experience, customers can see in a glanceable way information like their calendars and reminders, leave sticky notes for family members, control smart devices like a thermostat or a Ring doorbell, play audio from services like Amazon Music and Spotify, both of which take our program, and others, and much more. And that is now available, or will shortly be available, if you're an Amazon Fire TV customer. And you better believe that the other smart TV set makers and device makers, like Samsung and LG, Vizio, Sony, TCL, Hisense, if they don't have these services on the drawing board, they will have them, or they will deploy them. If not by the end of this year, next year for sure. And let's not forget Telly, the dual-screen television set, which, as we speak, is now being rolled out to 500,000 subscribers for free. In exchange for them giving you information, they will be able to get personalized sports scores, weather forecasts, stock prices, you name it, and then all sorts of other applications that they will be able to use on their television set. And that television set is out to be the iPhone of the medium, with all sorts of applications to come and available on a month with new ones on a monthly basis. As we have said, if Telly is successful with these 500,000 sets this year, they plan to make millions more next year and offer them for free all over the United States and maybe down the road worldwide. And you better believe that is going to have monumental, cataclysmic impact on the rest of the smart TV set and device world, not to mention what you can do with your set. That's the even bigger AI TV deal. So the bottom line is that in a number of ways, artificial intelligence is going to have a major impact on how you watch and use television and how TV impacts your life. Earlier today, Jack Myers, who runs MediaVillage.org and his own organization, The Media Economist, did a wonderful column about artificial intelligence that laid it out on the line for the TV industry and related fields, which is the time is now to really get involved with this medium. The time is now, not later, to get involved and explore what you can do and use your imagination and figure out the parameters and the benchmarks and make something happen. As one panelist on a Diversity Week event said, artificial intelligence may be, and I quote, the greatest industrial revolution of our time. Not just a great, not just a greatest, the greatest industrial revolution of our time. And certainly you can count on this program to be your heads up on how this AI deal, the big one, the even bigger one, unfolds. Incidentally, we have already invited the head of Fire TV, Vice President Tapas Roy, to come on this program and explain what these applications are going to do, when they're going to roll them out, and when they'll be available to you. So we hope that he will take, or she will take, the opportunity to be on this program, and we'll keep you posted. Now some final thoughts about Diversity Week 2023. The last 3 days have been really remarkable at the Marriott Marquis Hotel. You got the sense that more and more television is becoming a diverse medium, both in programming and just important with technology, with the people in it. It was wonderful to see at all the events from WIC Network, their conference, NAMIC, their conference, Walter Cates dinner last night, that you saw people from different sides of the tech world, Google, Google Fiber, Microsoft, smart TV set maker Vizio, CommScope, IBM, all there, all with executives of color that are really out to make a difference in television. It was also wonderful to see that AI was a centerpiece of the conversation, that creating original content, that interactivity was a centerpiece of the conversation, and that there are a lot of dedicated people out there that are willing to get their hands dirty and be involved in different ways. And it was also great to see, particularly last night at the Walter Cates Foundation dinner, that there is a renewed effort, as they called it, a stay-focused effort, to expand diversity in cable, in television programming, in television technology, in consumer services, and so much more. One of my favorite highlights of the week was last night when $40,000 was donated by the foundation to the Hidden Genius Project, a project I had not heard about. It is a wonderful project where young people of color, men and women, were getting the opportunity, an opportunity they would not have otherwise, to be mentored in what is going on in television and in business and in technology and become on the road to being entrepreneurs and mentors of others, and to invite them to be engaged and be cause agents, change agents, transformer agents in this television world. It was wonderful to see, and it was wonderful for them to be acknowledged with that $40,000 grant. It is going to go a long way. And it's great to see that TV has really become, over these last 40 years, a huge player of diversity. There are more networks, more services, more content, more series than ever before being produced by, managed by, overseen by, featuring people of color as series creators, as network makers, as writer, producers, directors, as cinematographers, as production in a wide range of talents. As Spencer Cates, who founded the Walter Cates Foundation in honor of his late father, who we talked about on Monday's episode, Martin Luther King would think, if he was alive today, that this industry is now well on the way of the first step to achieving his dream of a universe where diversity is honored, appreciated, accepted by fellow men and women, and that the next steps are in the process of being taken. I went to the first Walter Cates dinner in 83, Empire Room, Waldorf Astoria, Tom Wheeler, the head of the National Cable TV Association, the first honoree, Michael Powell, by the way, the current NCTA, or as they call it now, the Internet and Television Association, was there again, honoring Spencer Cates. And it was a wonderful finale to a sensational week. And you wish that other industries would take that mantelpiece, take that framework, and do their diversity thing. No question about it. We have more diversity than ever before, and there's more diversity to come. And I'm sure that Walter Cates, the person who inspired all this, having a great grin up above. Again, I want to thank our wonderful guest today, Dallas Correa from that terrific show, Doggy Bank. Once again, if you want to see it, if you're here in the New York area, catch it on Saturday at noon as part of a TV and web showcase at the New York Latino Film Festival. It will be taking place at the Regal Union Square, Broadway near 14th Street. And if you want more details, nylatinofilmfestival.com. Tomorrow night, the new NBC series Founder premieres next week. We'll have one of the directors of the show will be there with a screening and then a Q&A afterward. And for more details about the series, go to primevideo.com. We're back tomorrow at our regular time. Joining us will be Caffeine co-founder and chief executive officer Ben Kigren. Also, if there is a development and an agreement with the Writers Guild and AMPTP, we will invite representatives from both organizations to come on this program. And don't forget, we won't be here next Monday because we're on Camp Road. We'll be back on Tuesday, then Friday the following week. And our guest, among our guests then will be the new executive chairman of Orbit Gaming Entertainment, former head of CNBC and NBC Cable, Tom Rogers. If you came in late on today's episode, you want to catch up an episode you missed, go to the homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out our website, tomorrowbetelevised.com, for recent episodes. Also, go to our podcast, more than 40 of them. Wonderful platforms, one and all, whether it's Audible, Odyssey, formerly CBS Radio, Fathom, Luminary, Podchaser, podparrot.com, etc. You'll find our shows immediately after we go off the air. We'd love to hear from you. What do you think about our program today? What's your thoughts about TV's current and future? How do you think AI is going to be a big or an even bigger deal with television and how you watch and use it? Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to include your name where you're emailing from. Remember, that's how you get involved in our classic trivia question of the week. Again, our brand new question, complete the title of this 1990s Nickelodeon series, The Secret World, blank, blank, blank. You can also use that email to suggest a show to know. Is there a TV series you like that's going to get us attention? We want to give it attention and hear from you. So SimonApple04 is how you do. You can also find me on social media, LinkedIn and Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. Love hearing from you, your listening, your response, your feedback, very appreciative. We do respond to that feedback within 24 hours after you email it or find me on social media, and we do that for one reason. What you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed are those of the participants. They are not those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Toe is BTR's general manager. Dave Salberg is head of content. Website is by On Podium, the Internet's great podcast outpost. Natara Spakis is our web coordinator. Tomorrow Be Televised was brought to you today by Wild, the reusable, refillable natural deodorant that's kind to your body and the planet. And by Liquid IV, fueling life's adventures and your well-being. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your Thursday, afternoon and eve. We'll be back on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Nearly 24 hours from now, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and TuneIn Radio, and all of our podcasts and web destinations. As always, whatever you're up to between now and then, make it safe and make it great for you and others you love. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.